It's that time again. We're talking about the feast, Rosh Hashanah. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing the daily podcast as usual. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah, 5784 this year, a year of creative, a season of creative miracles. But today we're going to talk about removing the voice of the accuser. That's going to be a miracle that was done once, and it's doing it again now. Your heart to a fresh start, send your fears away. You've made mistakes, you feel it. You got what it takes, believe it. Any wrong can be made right, just forgive it, you need not fight. Shana tova umetuka, it's Rosh Hashanah. Shana na 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 tova umetuka, keep your apple in the honey. It's Rosh Hashanah.
Waiting to find you. Open your eyes, the dreams you prize are all around you. The smiles are hiding, no use in guessing.
There you go. I love that. Apple and the honey. Well, we do that during our celebration. Speaking of a sweet new year, honey, the voice, the very things that he puts on our lips, right? We speak his word. The apple is the sweetness. He's going to give us sweet words for the year ahead. That's one thing that this feast represents as well. And yesterday we started with about miracles, creative miracles. I want you to catch it. So here on the 13th day of September, it's Wednesday, 2023. We are continuing to build on this truth. We'll do today and tomorrow. And hopefully you'll have a weapon, a prophetic weapon to fight with, to war from in the coming season. That's what prophetic words become to us. We teach us all the time, 1 Timothy 1:18, we fight the good fight, Paul told us, with the prophetic over our life. You got to understand something. That is what gifts us, that God empowers us with, which is his word. And when he brings a now word that proceeds out of his mouth, it gives us authority and legitimacy in the spirit to overcome our accuser, to overcome the enemy, and to overcome any obstacle that is in our way. That's the power of his word inside of us. It resounds. There's nothing can keep us from it. Just like we read in Joel 2 yesterday, he utters his voice. That is a shofar. Every time God utters his voice, things move. You understand? It's the king. Put it in the context that we can understand. If we natural king, let's say we're back in the Middle Ages, the king of England, if we want to say it that way. When he makes a decree, it's law. It's not questioned. It may be questioned, but by, you know, insubordinates, but they have no authority to stop it. He's king. So when God speaks, the enemy, the accuser, may disagree with it, but he has no authority to stop it. The only way it stops is by us coming into agreement with the enemy and in unbelief to what the Lord has decreed. If the Lord has prophesied over your life, prophesied over your city, your nation, it's yes and amen. It's a matter of us coming in agreement. Satan wants us to believe the opposite. Who is Satan anyway? In Judaism, he's the accuser of the courts of heaven. That's what he's called. And that's consistent with Revelation 12:10. Where the word says he accuses us before God night and day, right? So Satan is the counsel of the prosecution. Satan is a lawyer. But, you know, when Paul was teaching on this truth about the trump, he's a lawyer too. So he understands this. So when they blow, we talked about yesterday, they blow 30 times twice a day. That's the best biblical reference we can find. As Satan presents his counsel or of accusations against you, then it's blown again in the absence of Satan the second time. And that's consistent with Revelation 12:11. It says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Okay, blood and breath. Blood, because the blood is the shofar, has the sound of blood. Because what was death within it? I mean, you ever smelt a newly cut shofar? It smells like blood. When you blow the wind, doesn't it? Blood smell goes out. So when it says here, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, that is a shofar and a shout. The breath, right? So what is our testimony? It's our confession and our repentance. That's what our testimony is. I have failed, but his blood has covered me. This is an act of humility in which Satan has absolutely no defense against. If I blame others or circumstances, his accusations have credence, and I now have given him access to torment me. That's why the power of repentance is so incredible. It's so easy to blame everybody else. It's so easy to blame circumstances. But in humility, we say, God, I failed in some areas as well, and your blood covered me. Look, in Job 1, we see this story where Satan presents himself in a case in the courts of heaven against Job. He tells God, sure, he blesses you and fears you because he's protected and blessed. But if you take that away from him, he will curse you. And in Job 1:6, he opens up with one day, but actually the words in Hebrew are the day. And the sages consistently believe the day is Rosh Hashanah. So we tie Rosh Hashanah with creation and a challenge. We already talked about the creation yesterday. Job is really not on trial here. He is a blameless man. That's what the word says. So who is on trial here? Remember, Rosh Hashanah is about creation. All other parts of creation, the word says, and God said, and it was. When it came to man, he says, let us create man in our own image and our likeness, right? Psalms 8:5. What is man that you take thought of him, the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God and crowned him with glory and majesty. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, Satan is challenging God's wisdom in creating man. Job is our type and shadow of an innocent man full of accusers as to why bad things happen to good people. See, Satan believes that when men go through loss and trials and tribulations, they will curse God and turn from him. And that is his accusation in the courts of heaven. Jesus was on the trial that day in Job 1. Now take away everything from him, even to the point that he feels forsaken, and he will curse you. He will not forgive those who have done this to him. He will blame others for the trial. That's what Satan's saying. But guess what Jesus did? Jesus forgave all. What did he say on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He humbled himself. He endured the cross to prove that God's idea of making man in his likeness and image on Rosh Hashanah was not a mistake, and there could be one last Adam who had everything taken away from him, yet would not deny or curse God the Father. You know what? That's a real sign when you know you're maturing, when you go through hardship, and the first thing you do is give praise to God and you thank him instead of finding fault with others and saying, whose fault is this that this happened? And going after other people or circumstances. See, that's forgetting what God created us in, the likeness of him. Okay. And when we hear the sound of the shofar, it's a reminder that no matter what comes our way, no matter what trial, or what is taken away, we will not deny the Lord and curse him. And Job said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, but blessed be the name of our God. Can you say that in the midst of all that? That's a tough scripture. You know, and I've heard a lot of people say, well, that's Old Testament, that's not New Testament, brother. You can't be saying that. You know, I'm sorry for the accent there, but you know, that's what you hear a lot of times. But look, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we see clearly in Scripture that he can do both those things. He can give and take away. We talk about the double-edged sword. There's both the kindness and severity of God. We know that is true. And I'm not here to challenge God's kingship. He's king. He can do it. My responsibility is blessed be the name of our God, the God of Israel, the the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Blessed be his name. And that's what I'm going to bless. That's what I'm going to walk in, is that blessing. The fact that Job and Jesus refused to blame God or others for what they went through confuses Satan, because his prosecution tool is that if you take away everything that man holds dear to himself, he will deny and curse his creator. Why? Because when you look the great expanse of the universe, everything obeys the laws of God except man. Because all the earth has been given to man at the first Rosh Hashanah, he surmises that if you take away what you have given him, he will deny God. Well, you know, what a great gift God's given us, a tool in the courts of heaven, that when we do not deny Christ, we do not deny God just because we're going through hardship, it destroys his prosecution. You know, I've been in courts where we were testifying for some things we wanted to see win in court. And I saw one person's testimony destroy the prosecution's case. Literally, it's over. And that's what we can do when we give praise to God in the midst of it. Why is that? Because when you look at the great expanse of the universe, everything obeys the laws of God except man, right? Because all the earth has been given to man at the first Rosh Hashanah, he surmises that if you take away what you have been given, what you've given him, he will deny God. The dominion, right? Whatever. You're supposed to have authority over your family, over your job, whatever your business, whatever you're going after. And when it looks like it's not happening, Satan is assured, he thinks he's assured, that you will deny God and you will curse him. Why'd you ever make me this way, God? Why'd you ever open this door for me and then only to see this happen? You'll say things like that. You know, we've shared our testimony here this last year and a half. We've lost three of our closest loved ones in our life. Never once did I think of cursing God and blaming God. Look, I had two tragic accidents, you know, that happened where we had lost two family members. I could blame whatever, you know, the roads, the police, I could blame so many different things. But no, I have to trust God and not deny him. I'm not patting myself on the back. It's not been easy. It's been very difficult. But the fact is, my default is not to blame. My default is to praise. And that's what we have to do in this gift that God gave us. Now, you understand that that's why Paul tells us to die daily. Jesus tells us to deny ourselves and take up our cross. Paul tells us that he counts all that he has lost as rubbish compared to gaining Christ. Paul tells us that you can't compare the present suffering to the surpassing glory that is to come. That's what this Rosh Hashanah is telling us today. How were we able to do that? Because why? How could he say that? Because he understood Rosh Hashanah. To be absent from the body and all the world has to offer is to be present with the King who rules over our accuser and confounds the universe as the wisdom of God in creating man. What is that, that you are mindful of him? All the universe doesn't understand that. That's why Ephesians 3 tells us that the church will understand the manifold wisdom and declare the heavenly realm. That is how we judge the angels, the satanic realm. When the sound is released, the enemy will bow to Jesus and see the crown and the majesty that he's placed on man. And when he didn't deny God in the face of possibility of losing everything, that's when we're going to have authority. I want you to catch this. This is a challenge to us because there are some real hardships out there. Some of y'all are going through them right now. But I want you to know this. Satan bows to the Lord when the Lord anoints his people who say, we're not going to deny you, Lord, in this hour. This Rosh Hashanah, we're going to walk in the authority that God's given us. We're going to get back just like Job did. Everything that he lost, he got back in greater. His latter days were much better than his former days. May that be your promise today as well. I just speak that over you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for everybody that's listened today. God, I bless them. I say the hardships they've gone through, God, may they have strength to not deny you or curse you. May they realize that, God, you're going to turn everything for good in their lives. This creative miracle that they need looks like they're in ashes. You're going to give them beauty for it because you're a resurrection-powered God. And I just speak the resurrection power of Jesus Christ over everybody today in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Have a good day. One more day of this, and then we'll move on to Supernatural Friday. Thanks for listening each and every day here on our podcast. We love you. Don't forget, we're coming into feast season. So starting this Friday night at 6:30, we'll be doing our Rosh Hashanah service. Don't miss it. If you're in the Shreveport-Bossier area, come and see it and be with us. If you're not, watch online as we share the truths of the feast. These are revelations that reveal why we are saved and the power of our salvation through Christ Jesus. For he is the feast, and he fulfilled them all. You can watch online at our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, YouTube, Facebook, or go to our app. Thanks for joining us today. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.